Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Gentlemen, this is not something that I take pleasure in doing. I'm not comfortable doing these kind of things, and I'm glad that a lot of the people are gone, actually, because this isn't about me making anything. The one thing I'd like to be known for is protecting this board and protecting the integrity of this board.
So, cryptic comments from Kerry Smith, who is the District 2 Commissioner for Santa Rosa County. That's the Milton area primarily. He says at the very end of Thursday's meeting, I don't take any pleasure in doing this, but I got to do something to protect this board. And so you kind of wonder, well, what is it, man? I mean, this is the preamble to something. What's he going to do? And he further preambles us.
But I tell you this, because something came to my, well, it was right in my face. And I'm not going to mention names. But one of the county commissioners, and I'm going to preface this with one thing. If there were anything in these conversations with me and a member of the upper level staff that I deemed to be sunshine, I would not be talking about this right here. I would be talking about an investigation. But there was nothing that was in sunshine in that conversation.
Spit it out, man. You're killing me. You're not saying who. It's not a sunshine violation. What happened?
But one of these members on this board had a member of, and I say press with air quotes, because I don't deem her to be press, in his office with a closed door.
Doing what? Doing what?
Listening to a conversation with me and an upper level member of staff. And admittedly so. I got a problem with that. I think everybody on this board has a problem with that. We should be afforded a degree of privacy and not think that somebody's going to be listening through a wall to my conversation.
What? So, first of all, he hasn't said names, so I won't say names, but anybody who knows Santa Rosa County knows exactly who two people he's talking about. He's given us everything without giving us the names. I did not contact them to ask for comment because he didn't name names. So I just, you know, whatever. When I first heard this, I thought he meant like they had taped the conversation and were listening to some, first of all, you remember like Janice Gilley, when she was a county administrator, somebody had put a listening recording device in her office. And that came to light. We never found out who did that. It was weird stuff goes on in the Escambia County Commission building. Let's just say it that way. So we never knew about that. So that's what I thought. And then I'm thinking, God, that's illegal. I mean, that's we're a two-party recording state. Like, you've got to have permission of everybody involved in a private conversation to record the conversation. That's kind of a big deal. But then I listened again. Oh, that's not what he's saying. He's listening through the wall. So then I'm thinking, like, what, with, like, a cup up to the wall and their ear to the cup? Or, did they borrow some doctor's stethoscope? Are they listening over the vents? Have they drilled holes in the wall? Like, what? How thin are the walls at the county commissioner's offices? I don't know. And it's weird, right, for them to be listening. But also, how does he know? I mean, did somebody, like, walk in on him and see it? He says admittedly so. I just have questions. But the questions don't really matter that much. It's more just this is bad. But also, like, what's the remedy here? I mean, are you going to install noisemakers, you know, in the commissioner's offices to mask the sounds, a fan, a buzzing device? I mean, are you going to engage some kind of a protective device to keep their conversations private?
Procedure.
Wait a minute, Chief. Isn't this top security?
Yes.
Well, shouldn't we activate the cone of silence?
That's what we need. We need the cone of silence in the county commissioner's offices. So I don't know what the takeaway from all of this is exactly, but he says,
if there's one thing y'all know about me, if I see stupid, I'm gonna raise my hand and point it out. And I'm just going to make a warning to this. If we're going to continue to play stupid games, be prepared to win really stupid prizes. And that's all I got. I'm going to make sure that that's known on this board.
I'm not really sure what the stupid prizes would be exactly, but okay, so there you go. That's the totality of what we know at this point. I will say, he mentioned it's not a sunshine violation, and it's not. Eavesdropping is not a sunshine violation. People are often very confused about what does and does not violate. The Sunshine Law has a lot of provisions to it, okay? The provision that would be relevant here is a meeting. You cannot have an unannounced meeting, an unpublic meeting, basically. And so if you have two commissioners, for example, two members of the same board who might vote on things, they cannot talk back and forth to each other in a setting that is not announced in public. And so where it's not a sunshine violation is if two commissioners are talking about fishing, unless fishing's on the agenda or going to be on the agenda, perfectly fine to talk about theology or fishing or baseball or whatever. They can also, if one commissioner is talking about something that's going to be on the agenda or that might be, the other commissioner can be there. They can't respond. This is a very technical, but it's not a meeting if they're not responding. You know, so if one is talking, the other is listening, or if one sends an email, that's actually allowed. He can't respond to the email. That's when it becomes a meeting. So anyway, just, you know, there's nothing here of, you know, a commissioner overhearing something. Now, if he were to respond back and it was about a voting, I mean, maybe. It's super immoral. It's inappropriate, but it's not a sunshine violation. So, you know, is it a violation of other? Maybe not. I don't know. 437-1620. But once again, we discover that there's weird things that go on in the Santa Rosa County Commission, at least when it comes to one commissioner who shall at the moment remain implied only. 717 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake, come out from the cone of silence because they won't be able to hear you otherwise.
Okay, all right. Now,
do you know
I
the
am.
Cone of silence? You looked uncertain about this.
No.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I saw that growing up. My parents were big fans.
Oh, to the core. Wow. Nice. Okay, go on.
Well,
nice
I mean,
jab. I'll take it.
What I watched as a kid was what my parents were fans of.
That's right.
You know, you remember Fall Guy?
Of course.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. That was my favorite show growing up was Fall Guy. All right, so I-10 and I-110 looks like it's at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre flowing smoothly. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, not seeing any accidents there. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. We're looking good on Burgess and Olive. And Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything else out there on our roadways slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, somebody texted me in at 437-1620, playing stupid games like making allegations and not naming the people you think are at fault. He said so much that he said without saying, right? And so, I don't know. Anyway, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide what to do, Christina Lemworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they sold 175 homes last year. That's more than three a week. That's pretty good. They're really emphatic about the system for sales, about communication for sales, about making sure that you have your questions answered in a timely way and they get back to you. And, you know, not just that, but that you are kind of, they'll help you ask better questions too, which is always what you want from a professional services person like this. And really just they have this way of structuring the selling of a house that works, and it works repeatedly. It works for producing the best price you're going to get. And this is, I mean, really impressive. But on the buying side, you know, you never know. Like, if you're buying a new home, you might think, why do I need a realtor? Well, because a realtor might be able to help you, for example, get them to pay down your points. That's something common enough. And she's like, I do that for people all the time. You might not think that's available, but, you know, new builds, they're motivated these days in the current market. So it's that kind of stuff that they are really up on all the time. 723-9158, or just look her up online, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're a disgrace.
Passing out and cursing on St. Patrick's Day. There's nothing sacred.
I've been a wild rover for many's the year, and I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more, and it's long way.
Are you hungover? I hope you're not. Oh, man, St. Patrick's Day, it's so good. It's nothing sacred. Ah, 30 Rock was a great show. 723 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That was a question I saw online we may use as a frivolous at one point, maybe today, who knows, I don't know. It's what show would you want one more season of? I'll take another season of 30 Rock. Anyway, let's go to the newsroom now with David Wayne, who's got our headlines. David?
Well, it's not clear just yet what the U.S. Senate's going to do with the House bill that could ban TikTok. During an interview on CNN's State of the Union, South Dakota Senator Mike Round said the chamber will likely have to do something to address national security concerns about TikTok. He said he supports the direction of the bill, but didn't say whether he would vote for it or not. The man accused of killing three family members in Pennsylvania over the weekend has now been formally charged. Authorities say Andre Gordon shot and killed his stepmother and teenage sister Saturday morning, then killed the mother of his two children at another home. He's now facing 3 counts of murder. And California seismologists, Andrew, are confirming that one of Taylor Swift's concerts at the SoFi Stadium over the summer apparently registered on the earthquake scale. Researchers at Caltech say the August 5th show, which had 70,000 people in attendance, that's almost a low number, I think, for a Taylor Swift concert, registered as a magnitude 2.0 earthquake as the concert was going on.
Nice.
So well, there you go. I'm not sure what to do with that information, but there it is.
I was completely thrown by the way my ear mishears things because for comic effect. Because when you started that story and you said California seismologist, what I heard was California sized what?
Right. Right.
That's
too.
How I heard
too,
it.
Yeah.
Like, what is California size? Is that above Grande? I don't even know. All right, David, thanks so much for the update.
A huge mologist.
That's a huge mologist. Well done. As a seismologist who studies under the auspices of the Trump University.
Yes, huge.
On that note of not great comedy, let's go to Jake with our traffic on the fives.
Aww.
No, my comedy, not you. I would never disparage a fellow practitioner.
Yes.
Self-disparagement only.
Right. All right. Well, I'm not seeing any accidents reported by FHP at the moment. No slowdowns on our traffic maps. Looks like Highway 29 south through Cantonment is looking good. Mobile Highway is a little slow getting by Beulah Elementary School with the school zone there, but not really bad for this time of morning. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not seeing any slowdowns. And Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you do see anything out there on our roadways slowing you down, you can report it to our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. You can call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, you know what today is? In Not addition to being the day after St. Patrick's Day and Sloppy Joe Day and all that, or Sloppy Jose Day or whatever. I like Sloppy Jose. It's Blue Angels Return Day.
Oh.
The Blue Angels come back today, and Blue Angels practice info, a great Facebook page you ought to follow, says that they are expecting a beach buzz today between 2 and 3 coming back from Travis Air Force Base in California. So what?
I'm sure a lot of people caught a beach buzz yesterday.
A different kind of beach buzz. Yeah, that's right. This is the Blue Angels smoking the beach is what they're of course, I suppose that's a metaphor too. Anyway, can't get away from it. Expect to see the Blue Angels up in the sky flying fast this afternoon. Actually, flying pretty slow. Anyway, so 2 to 3 this afternoon, if you want to see them come back, is the idea. And coming from California, my expectation would be the typical route, which means that they would come south along Palafox, go east along Gulf Breeze, and flip around and then come back from Navarre, basically going west towards Perdido. So anyway, like I said, between 2 and 3 this afternoon. If you want to see that, then be involved. Hey, kind of an interesting story. Where was this? This is in a different state. This is not here in Florida. But there's a potential test case on a law that is not yet signed into effect, but that would put an upper age limit on members of Congress. 80. If you're 81, you can't run for re-election. That's what the law would say. And I just flipped off the page where this was on because I want to tell you. North Dakota, that's right. In June, voters are going to decide whether to prevent people running for Congress if they would reach 81 during the term. And so it's reached a signature qualification, so they're actually going to be able to vote on it. Here's the thing. This is not going to hold up to constitutional scrutiny. There's a fairly famous Supreme Court case from 1995 called Term Limits. If you ever hear them refer to term limits, in fact, they did so recently in a case where it was kind of confusing because it sounded they were talking about term limits, but they were not talking about term limits. The issue they were talking about term limits, the case, because a state cannot put term limits on federal offices because term limits don't exist in the Constitution. Only the president has term limits, right? 2 terms. So you are taking power from the Constitution, which does not allow you to set additional requirements on federal offices in putting an upper age limit on, for example, running for House or Senate. So, this is going to get struck down. I don't know, except what they're doing here, I would imagine, is they're going through the process of passing a law that they suspect is unconstitutional in order to actually challenge it and prove that it is or not. Maybe they get some kind of guidance on how they might structure it. But what I've always said, but I've recently been saying is, even if you can't do something like this legally, like, in the state of Florida, we can't do it legally. You can't put term limits, for example, or age limits. But you could have the party, the Republican and Democratic Party could put this in place. And there'd be no issue. The party can decide we're just not going to run 80-year-olds. or anybody who would be 80 during their term. Just like we're not going to run third termers, whatever. But anyway, the Constitution says that candidates have to be 25 to serve in the House. You can't make it 30 in Montana or, 38 in Illinois. 30 for the Senate, 35 to become president, and there's no maximum age limit, obviously. 729 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you're, flushing the toilet, or the water pressure or the water temperature is not adequate to your desire, then you call Barbary Plumbing. They'll take care of you. They will even fix the things you fixed. Had to do that recently, and yep, they came out and they took care of it, which was good because I couldn't. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this big issue in real estate where the realtors are basically having to acknowledge that the 6% mandatory fee for realtors is not a good thing necessarily.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The U.S. Supreme Court set to hear arguments later this morning on if the Biden administration went too far by pressuring social media sites to take down content. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt filed the original lawsuit when he was the state's AG.
Some of the highest ranking government officials in our country colluding and coercing with some of the biggest social media companies in the world to suppress millions of posts. Posts related to the Hunter Biden laptop story, the origins of COVID, the lab leak.
A Republican earlier on Fox and Friends. It's a busy week for President Biden visiting Texas, Arizona, and Nevada. Spring rushes in tomorrow night, but not before one final blast on the last day of winter.
16 in Fargo, 26 in Chicago. Cold enough for snow, by the way, across portions of the Midwest and the Northeast.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 56 degrees. It is partly cloudy. Looks like a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Well, it was one of the biggest fundraisers of the year for the Pensacola Humane Society. There was a big turnout for this year's fur ball at the Pensacola Yacht Club on Saturday. One large donation came in during the auction of the Bow Wow Wow table, which ended up with a $25,000 bid.
We get contributions from local businesses. The table retail value was valued at about $8,000. We auctioned it off for $25,000, and that helps us to spay and neuter hundreds upon hundreds of cats and dogs every single year. There are so many feral cats in Escambia County, it would be mind-boggling.
That is Humane Society board member Deborah Dunlap. She was in charge of that Bow Wow Wow table this year, and she says the Humane Society uses the proceeds from the furball event to make life better for every animal in Escambia County that they can. She says they aim to help at least 1,000 animals get adopted across Escambia County this year. Well, there were hundreds of bicyclists on Saturday at the Scratch Ankle Gravel Races. There were races for most skill levels of riders, including a 40-mile, 60-mile, 100-mile, and 200-mile loops.
You know, the 60 is going to be kind of the sweet spot for, like, the racers that are cycling. They're in shape, and they're real fast. That's kind of what they're gunning for because they know, what their performance can be, and all these routes provide the same thing, right? They're all outdoors. They're getting recreation, the beauty of the forest. And for me, it's solitude. You're kind of out there on your own. You have your own headspace, and, mental health is a key thing too. So it's really helpful for clarity.
And that is Anthony Allcamp, president of Pensacola Off-Road Cyclists. They put the races on this year. There was a total of about 200 riders. The start and finish lines were at the Bear Lake Campground in the Blackwater Forest. The proceeds from those races go to support three trail systems that the organization maintains in our area. The trails at UWF, Muskogee Mountain Bike Trails along the Perdido River, and the Red Rock Road Trail System at the Blackwater Forest. Well, we could be in for a few cold nights to start off this week. Santa Rosa County is opening their cold weather shelter tonight and tomorrow night. That shelter located at the Forest Hill Baptist Church in Milton. Anybody who needs to stay there does need to arrive between 6:30 and 8:30. They say nobody will be allowed in after 8:30 unless they are brought by law enforcement. And Pensacola police investigating after a possible DUI crash this morning when a car hit a Pensacola police cruiser. This happened on Bayou Boulevard near Buffalo Wild Wings in the AMC Theater. Police say the officer was in the turning lane when a vehicle heading the opposite direction swerved across the road and hit that cruiser on the passenger side. The officer driving that cruiser was taken to a hospital to have his knee looked at, the driver being investigated for a possible DUI. And we could be in for several major road closures near Eglin Air Force Base today. The Air Force says that some of those roads will be closed for testing at the range complex. That'll include highways 85 and 285, state roads 293 and 123. These tests should be happening sometime between 9 a.m. and noon and could last up to 90 minutes. And it is 735 at News Radio 92.3. Jake's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. No major slowdowns to tell you about. We did just get a tip in from our traffic tip line. Pensacola Boulevard and Burgess Road. We're having some slowdown there from the traffic light at that intersection. It's blinking yellow, so it may cause a little bit of slowdown there this morning, but really not seeing anything major. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, no accidents there. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment is accident-free. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, a little breezy for the afternoon, high near 66 degrees. Temperatures tonight getting very chilly, 39 degrees. For Tuesday, we will have that breezy weather continue with sunny skies, high near 61. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 46. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Mark Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 56 degrees in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze, and 56 in Milton. And it was just brought to my attention here. Quick correction for you before I end the newscast. The delays at Eglin Air Force Base actually are scheduled for Wednesday. I either misread that or something. So those delays at Eglin Air Force Base are scheduled for Wednesday morning, not this morning. 736 at News Radio 92.3. And our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chick-fil-A will be opening a new restaurant in New York City, solely geared toward delivery and mobile pickup orders for those who are on the go. The test restaurant, which opens next week, will not offer a seating area or dine-in services. The new chicken spot will utilize geofencing while preparing orders to make things as efficient as possible. Chick-fil-A will also begin testing a second different type of restaurant design, which will have a kitchen above four drive-through lanes later this year. The New York Times reports automakers such as General Motors and Ford are collecting data from drivers and providing it to insurance companies. This has resulted in higher premium costs for, quote, risky drivers. The consumer reports do not show where a driver has traveled, but provides information on one's length of trip or driving behavior, such as hard braking, hard accelerating, and speeding. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal.
Coming to the Pensacola Sanger Theater, one of the most acclaimed and charismatic jazz artists to have emerged in the 90s, Joshua Redman with the Joshua Redman Group. Featuring Gabrielle Cavassa. Get ready to immerse yourself in the soulful sounds of Joshua Redman as he takes you on a journey through the heart of jazz. Experience the magic of music with Joshua Redman, live at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, April 22nd. Get your tickets at the Sanger box office or at PensacolaSanger.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Follow-up to a story we had reported to you previously, which has to do with the real estate transaction fee commissions paid to realtors, right? The lawsuit had come earlier, and then we have this basically the settlement from the National Association of Realtors with some people who had sued them and say that the, you know, having both sides work basically to increase the price by getting a 3% commission on, you know, your sale price is bad for the consumer and led to inflated prices, inflated commissions, and, you know, a massive amount of kind of a cartel-esque situation is what they had alleged in the lawsuit and now the settlement if it gets approved. But you've got a 418 million, I think the number is, million-dollar settlement that the National Association of Realtors is trying to engage in to, you know, kind of make this stop. And, you know, you had a last year, you had a jury in Kansas City federal court found that the practices were a form of collusion, artificially inflating real estate fees, awarding a massive $1.78 billion judgment against them. So huge money being leveled as fines and settlements against the National Association of Realtors for the longstanding practice of the 6%, you know, 3% for the seller's agent and 3% for the buyer's agent. And you can understand why, if you just kind of common sense look at it, that how does it make sense for the purchase price or the sale price of the home to be the defining factor in what both sides make? Because what incentive is there to work on reducing the price? Right? If you're the seller, I mean, it makes sense for the seller's agent to get a commission on the sale price of the home because it's in their interest to get you as much money as possible as selling the home. But if somebody represents the buyer, even somebody who's, you know, very honest and diligent and dutiful is now working against their financial interest in reducing the price of the home, right? Because they make less money. And so this certainly contributes to the inflation of home prices because neither side is financially incentivized to work for a lower price. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't. Just means they're not financially incentivized. Remember, money is always about, you know, getting you to do the right thing. The whole point of money is to give you an incentive to do what you should do morally, normally, anyway. And so if you have ethics and money working against each other, that's a problem. Right, people? Not to belabor the point, but, you know, you give, you know, for example, God has given me the ability to understand issues and to research things and talk about them. So I go on the radio every morning and I talk about that stuff. I like to think I'm serving the community and I'm entertaining you. I'm giving you information that makes your life better, okay? Which is why you show up. And my bosses pay me money to do that. You know, in an ideal world, I would do that for free because I believe in it and I like it and I think I'm okay at it, right? But they pay me as a way of rewarding me in this world for doing the thing that I should do on my own. You know, making food for somebody else is a nice thing to do. But you go to a restaurant, you have to pay them. Why? Because you're paying them to behave like they like you. That's what money does. It pays people to behave like they're good people, like they're generous, virtuous people. Your kids don't pay you because you like them and you love them and you serve them. You know, giving car rides to your friend, you do for free. Giving car rides to a stranger, you do for Uber, for money, right? That's, anyway. So when you put money at odds with what people are motivated to do.
Cough.
It's the first time today, man. It's still there. I thought I was totally past this stuff from last week. Anyway, you're creating a conflict of incentives, okay, when you would get rewarded for doing the thing that's not for somebody's benefit. Okay, so if you're a buyer's agent, you would think your goal is to get the price to be as low as possible, but that cuts into your profit because you don't get a commission. So, okay, So what they've done now is they've taken away the requirement or the ability to have that requirement, and now it's not clear what's going to happen. Okay? There might be some who still do 3-3. There might be some who do 2-2. There might be some who do 1-1. There might, who knows? Other countries, by the way, don't do 6%. Many other countries do less, 1%. In, I think it's in the UK, 2% in places like Singapore and Belgium. There's, you know, so it doesn't have to be 6%. And when you think about it, the idea that it would just be that same for both sides is weird. Like, you would think a more reasonable approach would be maybe the seller's agent gets 3%, but the buyer's agent maybe gets like a flat fee plus a price reduction incentive. You know, if they can get the price down to a certain threshold or the movement they make off the list or something like that, you would think, because they're, you know, it doesn't, it's weird to have two people bickering over a price and both people get paid the higher the price goes. That can't be. And also, not just for the individual transaction, but for the overall state of the economy, right? Because if the market always has people who are eager to facilitate a deal at a higher price, then prices go up. So this is not legally what's involved here, but there's certainly a value if this changes that, that would might perhaps bring prices down. Now, I think that realtors would probably say that, you know, it's okay to have these fees structured this way because it gives both sides an incentive to come to an agreement. It gives both sides an incentive to make a deal happen. And I see that. That's true. But there's other ways you could structure that. You could structure it on the basis of time, maybe. You know, reward somebody for doing something in a timely manner. I don't know. There's all kinds of ways you could structure real estate fees. In fact, I think one of the interesting questions to ask is, if you were starting from scratch and you wanted to structure real estate commissions in a way that just kind of made sense, what would you do? I think a flat fee is a much more reasonable version of this than, you know, a commission on the basis of the sales price, because it's not obvious to me that, like, for example, the effort involved in selling a $3 million home is 10 times as much as the effort involved in selling a $300,000 home. You might have to work harder to sell the $300,000 home. So why would it pay 10 times as much? Like, that's weird. And it's really weird when you think about it. Of course, what will happen if this goes away? I don't know. Lots of, theory here. We'll talk about it in a second. But 437-1620, what would you like to see? Like, what would you want if you were able to set up a real estate, realtor's fee structure? What would you like to see? And what do you think will happen? Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
The only thing I can think about that is the amount of money they spend on marketing and things that they do that they actually have to recoup in order to make a profit on that.
Sure. So, but do they have to spend more for the higher end home? And does that justify maybe. Does that justify both the buyer and the seller? Because the buyer doesn't have to spend that money, right? That's would come out of the seller side more.
True. Yeah, you're right about that. All right. Looking on our roadways, I'm not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns to report. Just seeing our normal morning slowdowns like Highway 29 South through Inslee. Beverly Parkway is slow eastbound getting between W and Palafox. I-10 westbound is really slow getting by Pensacola Boulevard exit. And University southbound toward East Olive Road, you know, seeing our normal morning slowdowns there. Somebody let us know a little bit earlier on our traffic tip line that the light at Pensacola Boulevard and Burgess Road is blinking yellow, so that might cause a little bit of confusion. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let us know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to this question conversation about the results of this ruling and settlement, that the 3% on both sides, both, you know, being paid by the seller is, you know, problematic. Okay. What do you think should be the, as I said, I think that the structure of real estate transactions, it makes more sense as a flat fee, and then maybe some kind of incentives for timeliness, maybe some kind of incentives for price up or down, depending on which side of the transaction that you're at. I will say this, it's entirely possible that not a lot will change. I mean, that's possible. It's also entirely possible that some dramatic changes will take place in real estate transaction fees. And if that happens, like, let's say, generally speaking, the fees drop from 6% to, I don't know, 2%. Well, that's a 2/3 reduction in the amount of money available to realtors. Means you're going to have a lot of people become unrealtors. You're right. They're going to do something else. But will that then mean that the people who do stay, they can afford to charge more because there's a scarcity of realtors? And it takes so much work to sell a house, and if people are wanting to buy houses, it's not obvious that just having a surplus, you know, at some point you wind up with a labor scarcity, so to speak. I think everything is up in the air with this. It's a fascinating thing to consider. Somebody asked the question, 437-1620, will any of those fines go to people who have bought and sold houses? I believe the original, this settlement, yeah, is about that. I think the $1.7 billion is a punitive, and I think the $400 million is a settlement offer to the people who sued. That's right. I don't know how many. I don't remember. I thought I read that it was five, but it could be a class action. I'm sorry I don't know the answer to that. But, yeah, I believe that's true. Let's see. Somebody here says, flat fee is the reason I've used real estate attorneys to complete sales and paperwork and do the advertising to save me money. Yeah, but doing a FSBO is hard. You know, or buying a, you know, for purchase by owner, a FIPBO. I don't know. Anyway, it is a lot of work. Somebody says they should negotiate with the seller about their fees. Buyer's agent typically does less than sellers. The real estate commission debacle. As a small-time investor and non-real estate agent, I completely agree with it. But boy, is that going to crush some realtors' ways of life. Yeah, I think that's the most likely. I think there's going to be some real hits to the income for a lot of real estate agents. And some of them don't make much to begin with, right? They don't. So I personally just think it's a way of business. It's gotten away with highway robbery. Imagine trying to buy a house in California. And that's, you know, I don't know. There's just all kinds of dimensions to this. It seems, again, most likely to me that you're going to have a lot of people playing around with fee structures in a good way. Now that they're able to play around, you know, you're going to have people try different things and see what works in the marketplace and compete against each other. And, you know, something will probably emerge on the other side. I would assume that, you know, better agents might be able to command a higher commission and, you know, lesser agents might not be able to command that much. Just like, you know, you pay more for good attorneys and you don't pay as much for the not good attorneys. I mean, maybe that's the way it winds up ending up in the end. I don't know. 437-1620, but the prospect of anything that might reduce the cost of the transaction and or overall reduce the cost of housing, I'm kind of, you know, that looks good to me. 751 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief Plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief Plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
4th of July.
I think that is my favorite one.
Could be a crackhead. Got hold of the wrong stuff. Got up in that tree.
Oh, my goodness. We've got it up on our Facebook page. Channel 3 shared it yesterday. The best thing ever related to St. Patrick's Day, other than, you know, the Guinness and the corned beef and the whiskey and the music and the kissing. 4-3-7-60. What?
Kissing? When do? Is that a part of St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, Jake.
Kissing?
Oh, Jake. Jake, for having such a strong opinion as you expressed earlier about not being into St. Patrick's Day, surely you know the phrase, kiss me, I'm Irish.
Well, oh, okay, that, yes.
Kissing and pinching. Mm. You know the pinching part, right?
Right. I think that's why I don't like it, because I would get pinched in school whether I had green on or not.
Depending on what you're into, that could be good either way. I'm just, you know.
It led to some issues that I'm talking about with my therapist.
It's still about traffic on the fives.
All right.
I don't know why Jake hates a Gender Appreciation Day, but whatever. Yeah. You know, it's fine.
All right. So Highway 29 south through Inslee, not seeing any major issues. Our normal morning slowdown. We did get a report in saying that there was a car fire on Highway 29. This is going to be Highway 29 and Pin Oak. No slowdown there, really. Showing on the map from that, but that's after you pass Muskogee Road headed north on Highway 29 before you get to the Circle K. It's going to be right in between there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. I-10 eastbound, a little bit slow getting by Pine Forest Road. University southbound toward East Olive Road, seeing its normal morning slowdown. And Beverly Parkway, a little bit slow eastbound between W and Palafox. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you want to let us know, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
I feel like the tone of that text we got in was a little bit like, it's just another car on fire in Escambia County.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a Monday. No big deal. So, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. Dave. Oh, no, David, you got to wait.
I will wait.
You got to pause. I keep forgetting to do this. I have Pensacola Symphony Orchestra tickets. You can go see them perform Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony. And let's see, what's the other one here? Oh, Shostakovich, the reorchestration of Modest Mussorgsky. I don't know this one's overture to, they're killing me with this copy. Kavinchina and solo as William Hagen performing Max Bruch's. Good Lord. Like, I know half of them, but, you know, and I consider myself fairly well-educated.
You're not
but,
cultured.
My God. Kavinchina, Mussorgsky. Mussorgsky. So if you'd like to go see music that you won't have to say out loud, we've got two tickets for the Sanger Theater March 23rd at 7:30. Just caller number one. Call faster than you can spell Prokofiev. Jake will take your call for you. 437-1620. All right, David. Tell us what's going on in the newsroom, sir.
Well, the Biden administration's legal case over social media moderation heading to the Supreme Court. The justices hearing arguments today over whether federal officials violated the First Amendment when they urged platforms to remove false or misleading posts.
Yeah, very interesting, because like Alex Berenson, the guy that we had in from the New York Times, who came to talk about his case, soon to get back on Twitter. The other case he talked a lot about in that presentation at UWF was this case. So anybody who went to that lecture series downtown knows all about this, because it's very interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Two people have died, several injured after a Sunday morning shooting in Washington, D.C. Police say they responded to that scene at about 3 a.m. They found six people with gunshot wounds there. And, it looks like egg prices are on the rise again. Experts are predicting that'll be the trend for the rest of the year. The latest consumer price index showed egg prices were up 5.8% from January to February. The price has doubled since the beginning of 2022.
They're horrible.
And experts are blaming the widespread avian flu outbreak last year, which left a lower supply of laying hens.
These egg prices are way more frustrating than the gas prices, because you go to buy a dozen eggs, and it used to be you could buy about a dime an egg. Now it's just like 30 cents an egg. And just all of a sudden, you know, one week at Walmart, they've got, you know, 18 eggs for $2.
Right.
The next week, it's 18 eggs for $4. You're like, what?
And if you've got a big family, you go through a ton of them.
That's right. You're not making omelets anymore. Yeah. You know, to make an omelet, you got to break some piggy banks. David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody texted me and said, Andrew, you would do this job for free, you socialist. That's not what that means. The idea of money is to compensate people for doing something that in an ideal world, we wouldn't have to be compensated for it. You know, people would just do what they're good at and they would get what they need from everybody else. And, you know, free exchange. Free exchange. The reason we have money is to incentivize lazy, selfish people to use their God-given talents to benefit other people. I mean, that's the idea. Money is meant for a world full of corrupt people who need an incentive in order to go do good things for other people, as opposed to just doing your very best at doing good things for other people voluntarily, trusting that they will also do good things for you. That's it. I mean, didn't say it should be state-mandated free labor.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.